Hello all, welcome to Pustakvani, your one-stop solution for book summary. Today we are here with the book name, A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. So let's start its plot overview. As a huntress and her family's primary source of survival, 19-year-old Fair stalks the bleak woods, a little farther from home than usual. Her family was once very wealthy, but they now live in poverty. Fair's luck turns when she spots a deer. At the same time, an enormous wolf appears out of nowhere. Fair wonders if the wolf is a fairy in disguise. She hates fairies for all the harm they have done to humans. Fair decides to use a precious ash arrow, a surefire method to kill a fairy, just in case. She fires the arrow as the wolf attacks the deer, killing the beast. The next evening, a golden beast bursts through the door of her family's run-down cottage. The beast reveals that the wolf was indeed a fairy named Andris. The beast demands payment for his death under the terms of the treaty between the human and fairy realms. The beast gives Fair a choice: he can kill her now, or she can follow him to the fairy realm of Prithian to live out the rest of her days. Fair chooses to live. In Prithian, Fair learns the golden beast is a high fae called Tamlin. He is the High Lord of the Spring Court. Tamlin and all the fairies in his court wear permanent masks on their faces due to an affliction called the Blight. At first, Fair is determined to escape Prithian, but she soon becomes accustomed to her new home. She learns about its history and magic and that much of what she was raised to believe about fairies, including their inability to lie and their aversion to iron, are myths. Fair develops an affection for Alice, her lady-in-waiting, and Lucienne, Tamlin's best friend. Tamlin encourages her to explore her love for painting and to improve her reading skills. He reveals that he has ensured her family is well cared for in the human realm. Romantic and sexual tension grows between them. Although Fair finds Prithian beautiful, it is full of dangerous creatures and intrigue. The Blight makes life in Prithian increasingly perilous. After a threatening visit from a high fae named Rissand, Tamlin believes Fair is no longer safe in Prithian and decides to send her back to the human realm. The night before she leaves, they make love. Tamlin tells Fair that he loves her. Though she loves him too, she cannot bring herself to speak the words aloud. Fair returns to the human realm to find that Tamlin was true to his word. Her family is extremely wealthy and well cared for. Her father and sisters have been glamored, or tricked with fairy magic, and know nothing about fairies or how their wealth was restored. They believe Fair has been away caring for a sick aunt. Soon, her sister Nesta reveals the glamour did not work on her. After Fair was taken to Prithian, Nesta searched for her but was unable to cross the wall between the human and fairy realms. Nesta also reveals she is still angry at their father for not trying harder to save their mother's life. Nesta's words inspire Fair to fight harder for Tamlin, and she sets off for Prithian to fight the Blight alongside him. When Fair arrives at the Spring Court, Tamlin's manor house is in shambles. Alice is the only one left. Alice reveals that the Blight is a euphemism that refers to Amarantha, the High Queen of Prithian. Amarantha is an interloper who took Prithian over by force. She stole the powers of the High Fae and placed a curse on Tamlin that could only be broken by a woman who hated the Fae, declaring her love for him. Since Fair never told Tamlin she loved him, the curse remained. The curse prevented the fairies from telling Fair the truth, so they used the Blight to explain their masks and other conflicts. Alice can tell Fair this because Amarantha has relaxed part of the curse, believing she's already won, but there is still one aspect of the curse Alice cannot reveal. When Alice explains that Tamlin and Lucienne are Amarantha's captives, Fair decides to go after them. Fair journeys to Amarantha's fairy court under the mountain, where she becomes a captive as well. Amarantha gives her the chance to save Tamlin by completing three tasks or by solving a riddle. For the first task, Fair uses her hunting skills to escape a giant worm in a labyrinth. As the fairies place bets and watch in amusement, the only one to bet on Fair is Rissand. After, he heals her broken arm. In exchange, Fair agrees to spend a week every month with him in the night court. For the second task, Fair must successfully solve a puzzle and choose the right lever, or she and Lucienne will be impaled and crushed. She makes the correct choice with the aid of Rissand's voice in her head. In the meantime, Rissand parades Fair around as his escort at parties. For the third task, Fair must stab three fairies in the heart with ashwood daggers. Despite her guilt, she knows it's the only way to break the curse. She stabs the first two fairies, but when the hood is removed from the third one, it is Tamlin. At first, Fair believes she must kill the man she loves until she remembers two conversations about Tamlin's heart of stone. She believes this means Tamlin's heart is literally made of stone, so he cannot be harmed by the dagger. Knowing Amarantha wants Tamlin for herself and doesn't want to see him killed, Fair plunges the dagger into Tamlin's chest. She is correct, but Amarantha refuses to break the curse based on a technicality. In a rage, Amarantha beats Fair almost to death. Fair finally realizes the answer to Amarantha's riddle is the word love. She speaks the solution aloud and the curse breaks just as Fair dies. With the curse broken, Tamlin and Rhysand join forces to destroy Amarantha. One by one, the six High Lords gift Fair with healing light and immortality. Tamlin sets a bit of this golden light on her heart, resurrecting Fair and transforming her into one of the High Fae. Fair and Tamlin are finally free, but Fair must reckon with her new life and the lives she took to bring them to this point.